It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Thursday, as we throw back on a flashback, all brought to you by Stockman's Mercantile in De Leon, Texas, your hometown stop for Western wear, boutique style for the whole family. Well, celebrating all day today and on the show here at Hank, Kenny Chesney's 58th birthday today.
Party!
Born on this date in Knoxville, Tennessee, Kenny Chesney. He's recorded 15 studio albums. Off of those, three dozen top 10 singles and 20 number ones. And it was a little songwriting accident, in a way, that led to Kenny Chesney's first ever number one hit. To the year
1997!
And by then, Kenny had already, by 97, had some success. A couple of top fives. In fact, songs that we'll play here, but kind of get lost in the wash in Kenny Chesney lore, like When I Close My Eyes. In fact, a lot of his early ones were all balladish. And it was, you know, You Had Me at Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then
Renee.
Me and You. This is a good one, too. So he'd already had some success on the charts, but it was 1997's finally when he hit number one with
Every Sweet Memory I Can Recall.
She
got it all.
Got it all. And subsequently, after that, well, Kenny would be on a roll. And it was a bit of a songwriting misinterpretation, maybe, that made that song maybe a number one. She's Got It All was written by legendary Craig Wiseman, wrote Live Like You Were Dying and about 30 other number one songs out there. But when he wrote this song, She's Got It All, of course, it turned into a regular basic love song. But he wrote it very tongue-in-cheek, like sarcastically. Like, she's got every quality from A all the way to Z. He said it was really supposed to end up more like Aaron Tippin's Kiss This.
Oh.
And he wrote it that way. But when it was recorded by Kenny, and then he heard it, and nobody else heard the satire in it, he was like, I'm going to keep this to myself and just say I was just writing a good love song.
Uh-huh.
Meant to do it all the time there. That's a good songwriter and salesman. No Shoes Nation would soon follow the man with the little suntan. 58 today. Happy birthday, Kenny.